Welcome back to The Blueprint, powered by K Marketing Co. We have Fabian from Hemfield Technology here with us this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about office culture, office atmosphere. Fabian, do you want to introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about your business.
Sure. Fabian Asia from Hemfield Technology. I am the CEO, and Hemfield's been around for 10 years. We're coming up on our 10-year anniversary on October 1st.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. We're a managed service provider. We manage IT infrastructure for small to medium-sized businesses. And I think we do a pretty good job. We're growing, we're scaling. And thanks for having me on.
Of course. We're super excited.
Talking about my people.
Very cool, very cool. So when I was in to take your photos, you have a pretty unique vibe in your office.
We do.
For sure. Yeah. I would love to delve into that a little bit today. So how would you best describe the atmosphere in your office?
Well, the atmosphere is a lot of fun. With some seriousness, of course, because dealing with IT infrastructure for our customers, it's a very sensitive subject for them because there are a lot of times their business relies on this IT infrastructure to work. That'd be like emails, you know, internet connection, making sure that they can actually communicate, phones, what have you.
Yep.
But inside the office, we got to be a little more chill.
Yes.
Our office particularly, we just have a lot of characters, you know, that we employ, and it can be a lot of fun. The culture is as you guys have seen coming in and doing pictures for us, we jibe really well. And it's comfortable, it's laid back, but it's serious when it needs to be too. And I think we have a pretty decent balance.
Definitely. I can totally see that. So how can leaders model the laid back, approachable energy that they want their team to embrace?
You got to kind of curate it, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Being a leader, you get to pick who's on the team.
Yeah.
And my method, at least for figuring out who's going to be the next hire, and we have discussed this before. I like to meet them where they're at. We go get lunch and we have a discussion about, you know, more than just the technical stuff. Sure, I need like a technical role filled, but I need a person role filled too. And that has to jibe with what our culture is. So we talk about life and what are your goals? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to get from Hemfield Technology if we're going to invest, you know, in you and you're going to invest your time into us? And then if that goes well and I'm like, this guy's pretty cool. I can have a drink with him. So what I always say, I think I can have a drink with this guy. Then I'll bring him into the office and they'll hang out for a couple hours with the team and kind of get the feel of like, how are they, you know, with our culture and kind of see us in action. And then if that all goes well and everybody gives the thumbs up, then I'll put an offer in and we take it from there. I feel that like, that's been really pivotal in maintaining what we have because we get to judge the kind of people we want to have on our team. And a lot of times it's not just because they have a skill set. That's not the only denominator that we go by. It's going to be who you are, what you're trying to get, who you are as a person, and how are you going to mesh, you know, with us.
Well, you're kind of like a small family, right?
Yeah. It really is.
You're together all day, every day.
Yeah. And you know, while I recognize like I have these goals of scaling the company and that's going to be on the tough side to scale up, for now, we don't have to worry about that. And we can really curate that and gain some momentum.
Mm-hmm. So I definitely saw some unique things.
Quite a bit.
going on at your office. What are some things that you would say you do to create space for your team members to kind of show their personalities at work?
You know, I always start off with when they first come in and giving it time.
Yeah.
Because like anything else, you start something new, you're going to be a little like rigid and like you're not sure and feeling things out. So we had just hired on a new tech. It was a young guy. He's like 19 years old. And getting him to open up. He's been with us for a couple months now. And like the first couple weeks was like, you know, he's in the zone, you know, he's locked in. He's just like looking around, like, am I doing a good job? You know? And in the end, like kind of our culture starts to rub off and it starts to like smooth out the edges. And now, you know, I feel like, you know, months into this new relationship, it's working out. We got a better understanding of who he is. And
yeah.
And so that comfort level really helps to like feed into, you know, the productivity and like coming in and wanting to like thrive in this environment where everybody else is thriving and trying to match and be a part of the community.
Absolutely. This is a little off script though, but do you find with hiring someone who's so young, do you find that there's any multi-generational? These are things that we talk about in our office all the time, because we have like a bunch of us are like moms and like in our 30s. And then there's the other half is like in their younger 20s. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely some interesting dynamics.
Well,
there.
Yeah. That was a big concern. And mm-hmm. We kind of just felt it out.
Yeah.
And you know, and that was a part of the beginning process. Like that first time when I met with him in person and we're talking about, you know, we're having lunch and talking about his goals. And he's a baby, you know?
Yeah.
And
he can't have a drink with me.
He's probably going to watch this and be like, oh God, he's talking about me. But, you know, he ended up still being a good match. And I think from, you know, the generational perspective, it's easy to get like wrapped up in, you know, the tropes of the differences of generation and stuff. And
100%.
And I think that like, while there's going to be people you're going to hire that are going to have a massive degree of like difference from what you're trying to find culturally and personally to what the person has.
Yes.
That's a part about the filtering process. This worked out well. And I think that whatever the magic was that gave it the okay, it's been fantastic. And, mm-hmm. and everybody's very happy with the new hire. And so, it's worked out well.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you got to take a chance and you got to take a risk. And that's what this business, that's what business is about.
Yeah.
You know, and not everybody's really going to be the fit you thought. And, you know,
it's a learning experience.
We've been fortunate enough. We haven't had to deal with a frictionful relationship with an employee. And
awesome.
And I hope that we don't.
I mean, it's been good so far.
It has been.
Yeah.
That's
amazing.
I'll keep doing what I'm doing until it breaks.
Yeah. It really sounds like your process is working.
Yeah, right.
Sounds like you know what you're doing. So it sounds like humor is really something that helps, you know, kind of smooth things over in your office, keep the ball rolling, if you will. Yeah, would you say that kind of plays a role in building a laid back but also productive atmosphere?
I think humor is necessary in life in general. You know?
Oh yeah.
Like it's not always gonna be sunshine and rainbows and pretty.
Yeah.
And in our field, dealing with technology, as everybody knows, it can be very unreliable for damn near no reason.
It's stressful.
Yeah. So, hey, there's this really big problem happening and it's affecting our customer.
Yes.
They're really like frustrated.
Yeah. It makes people very tense.
Yeah. And we're like, hey, we're not quite sure. We're going to need some time to figure this out. And so, you know, there's a lot of stress there. Mm-hmm. We take a lot of responsibility. But leveraging, you know, and I won't say we're leveraging humor directly, but like humor is a part of our culture.
Yeah.
And so like we can start to talk about it and you know, we'll throw in some memes and stuff. And like we have our company chat and, you know, and that's where we're all communicating about the things that are happening. And I think we do throw around the jokes in there to help kind of ease some of the stresses around these issues, especially when there's major stuff going on.
Yeah. I also think it's like really important and crucial that you have hired people that can kind of keep a level head in these stressful situations.
That's important. So like, as you know, our phrase is that the less nerd, more human.
Yes. I mean,
we just have a very human approach to dealing with issues, especially with our customers. And, you know, there's a lot of de-escalation that has to happen because it's frustrating. And, you know, I think that especially for customers who've been with us for a long time, you know, they've learned the ropes. And so like sometimes things do happen and maybe that's the magic. And I'm kind of speaking from off the cuff here. Like it's part of the magic, that relationship that we build, that they understand this is an issue, but that we will figure it out because frankly,
they trust you.
We always do figure it out.
And
that's a tip off to my team. They're just fantastic. And I absolutely appreciate them and, you know, their talents and their ability to drive for this mission with the company to provide these services to our what really are our partners. You know, our customers are our partners.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like you do a really good job cultivating a nice balance.
I wouldn't take credit for it directly. I think it's just kind of like it's very organic, and
yeah,
and I think I'm just very blessed, or you know, yeah, we all are very blessed. Yeah, we all show up and it's fun.
Mm-hmm. And you feed off each other.
Yeah, for sure.
So what would you say are maybe some signs that your work environment is becoming like a little too rigid or high pressure?
Yeah. You know, that was a tough question.
Yeah.
Because we don't have an issue with like rigidity, at least not yet.
Okay. Although, well, that's good.
And I can extrapolate on the idea that, and maybe in some instances we might've had some frictions with certain changes in either policies.
Yeah.
But I think what I was saying in my answer to that is that it would probably manifest itself in uncertainty.
Okay.
So, you know, you get rigid and you know, we talk about bureaucratizing your business for growth and scale. And I feel like, you know, it, to a degree, it'll work, right?
Yeah.
But in our company, with our culture, if we start to get too rigid, people aren't going to be sure about what to do because we require flexibility.
Exactly.
So like our industry, you have to be able to move quickly because things change and things happen at the drop of a dime.
Yep.
And so being too rigid is going to affect our ability to deliver services, which is going to be at odds with our mission and what we do for our customers. Mm-hmm. So, and I promise you, they will not be quiet about it.
Yes.
So, you know, they,
can only imagine.
I mean, my one guy, Andy. Yeah, definitely. You know, what is this garbage that you're trying to do here? We are not going to stand for this.
Yeah.
So, and that's great. You know, again, that company culture, they're just as bought in as the owners are. And we're all working together and they're there to protect it.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So let's talk a little bit about like creativity. Do you think that maybe your employees, do you think it's true that they work best like when they feel relaxed, or why or why not?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Who gets more creative in what environment? I mean, it's very personal, subjective thing. Right?
So, yeah.
I can, you know, for myself, I think I can thrive in both. But generally, if I'm under pressure and stressed and I'm looking to say, you know, my creativity to me is solving a problem. I got to get creative. I got to get creative to figure out what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And being under the gun contributes dramatically to, you know, the efficacy of me getting from point A to point B and solving the problem.
Yep.
Because a lot of motivation, you know? So like if things are a little lax and it's like, that's a problem, but it's a problem for tomorrow.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
especially in this world where we're so busy and we have to be able to prioritize our time to be effective.
Yes.
Stuff that's not important, that's not pushing on me. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not going to be as effective on, or, you know, creative in solving the problem. So sometimes I'm driving and I get, you know, bouts of inspiration and then, you know, come up with some ideas, or like, you know, on an elliptical and I'm, you know, staring at my heart rate and I'm like, heartbeat's going in. I'm like, you know what, this is a really good idea. Let me get this down. And
there's a place for both.
There is a place for both, but I think it's very subjective. And, and in our culture, you know, I talk about a lot of empty space that happens during the week and during some seasons where, like, you know, our workload is like this. And then sometimes it does really this, and then sometimes it's like, bro.
Yep, we can relate to that here.
Did we lose our internet connection because the phones haven't rang? We haven't gotten any emails, and like now where everybody's just like, what do I do?
So
we cater to that space where it's like, hey guys, like, you know, if you're on your off time, there's some busy work that can get done. But a lot of times the guys are like, they're going to research stuff related to like their skill sets, or they're going to do something that's related to personal, and they're going to, you know, focus on some of that. And that's like the work-life balance. You know, I know you were getting to the work-life balance. There's some of that that's kind of inherently built into the way that we run the office.
So
you'll see the guys, sometimes they'll be streaming stuff or, you know, reading articles or listening to podcasts or, you know, just chilling out.
Yes.
But again, you know, when it starts to ramp up, everybody's there. Everybody's ready to go.
Yeah.
Taking the tickets.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. So are there any like specific boundaries that you put into place as a leader to help your employees prevent burnout?
Well, you know, a couple of them, I try to tell them to relax, take some time. You know, hey, staying up till, you know, 9 or 10 at night working on, you know, if it were right now, we're kind of in the mix of this Windows 11 upgrade, you know, because we know 10 is getting deprecated. And it's like, you know, guys are working. But I say it all the time. I was like, look, your clock stops when you leave. You don't, we don't, there's no expectation that you're going to be doing this. Now, there's some expectations on emergency things, right? Yeah. But there's also a lot of, again, flexibility for, you know, for the guys. For personal life stuff, you know, sometimes the guys got to take off randomly or they got to work from home because, you know, wife's sick, kid's sick, whatever, right? So while I don't, it's hard to force the guys, you know, like, like you have to stop. It's like, that's not good either because they want to finish. And I don't, and you know, and I get this from Doug, my partner, one of my partners, you know, he's like, if my guys want to work and they want to get something done and they're like super passionate and driven and like, and it's really important to them. Who the hell are we to tell them to stop?
Fair.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, now of course that could get abused, but we're not abusive people. I mean, it shows through in our culture.
They also have free will.
They do have free will. They absolutely do. Yeah. And especially when leadership is telling you, bro, like you don't have to do this.
Yes. Yes.
And you're, you know, you continue to do it. Well, you know, how much, what more can we do?
Yes.
Except, you know, change passwords.
Yes, you're locked out.
You've been locked out. that wouldn't go good either. So we're not doing that.
Oh my goodness. This has been a very good conversation.
Of course. It's a good topic.
It is a very good topic. Let's wrap it up with, do you have any stories that you can share maybe of a time when a positive work atmosphere directly influenced a campaign's success?
We're wrapping up.
Yeah. I mean, do you have other things you want to say?
Three pages. I'm
you
joking.
Got three?
No, we can
talk all day if you want. I'm here till 3:30.
I do have one, and this was probably one of the more dramatic events that happened, and it was this year. One of our biggest customers purchased another company.
Yeah.
And so they did this merger acquisition, and we got notice of it. Very last minute.
Yeah.
And just due to the nature of the merger acquisition, it had to be kept under wraps because of a lot of privacy reasons. It wasn't, you know, malicious or anything. We
love
these guys and we understand.
Yes.
So, you know, it was a decent size acquisition, at least by our standards. And we had to, I mean, it wasn't just purchasing a new company. It was like getting a business that is, you know, some distance away, replacing every computer, replacing monitors, you know, merging email environments, moving data, moving, you know, there was, there's a whole lot involved with that. And it was just like, go. And so we were all like, time to get real.
Yeah.
And I think of all the things that we've done as a team, it was beautiful watching this because it just happened. Like we talk about this organic, like, you know, drive for the mission of the company and how we treat our customers and this partnership and why we care so much about them. I mean, equipment was ordered and we pulled whatever we had in inventory and all the planning and all the arrangements that had to happen, showing up on site, being professional while under the stress and under the gun, getting, de-escalating, you know, the new people coming in because like it's scary for them.
Absolutely.
You know, it's very scary. Hey, like my company was just bought out by, you know, by these people. I don't know who these people are. I don't know what to expect.
That's terrifying.
I don't even know. Yeah. And so like we're coming and we're showing up like, hey guys, we got new computers for you.
Nice
you know?
To meet you.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. And they're just over here like, am I fired?
So, do I still have a job? Yeah. That's so scary.
And so, you know, the approach that my team took with that and the teamwork that was surrounding that and kind of some of the initiative taking and just like all hands on deck, we did that successfully. And I think judging by some of the feedback that we got from those same employees, I mean, they loved the response. They loved how we came out there. And honestly, they weren't even used to this kind of IT service.
Yeah.
So we got to really shine for not only our customers, one of our biggest, and, you know, they've been with us since the beginning.
Wow.
We got to shine for people who didn't know who we were. And we got to get a lot of feedback. And it's just like, we're doing something right. We're doing it right. And it's exciting.
Crushing it.
We're freaking crushing it. And, and I just, I love it. It's so exciting. You know, it really is, because we work so hard. To build this thing that's called Hemfield Technology.
Yeah.
And we've made a lot of changes over the years. And it's nice to get the real world feedback about the decisions that were made and how, you know, our processes have culminated into this. And then like, this was a great example of it. And it was, I wouldn't say it was a non-event. I might get hit for that. But, you know, it was definitely, it was a, it spoke to what we have in place, and it spoke to our systems and the culture and the atmosphere and how, you know, we just were able to come together without all the information and made something happen.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, do you have anything else you would like to add to this conversation?
I don't know. Just that, like, I appreciate my team and I appreciate what we're doing. And we are growing this, and, you know, much because we have this relationship now with you guys, and you understand, and we've talked a lot about this. Mm-hmm. We're growing, and we're looking for new customers, and we're looking to test things out. So, you know, for anybody out there who needs some managed services for their company, if you like what you heard,
right there,
reach out to us, call us. Email us.
We're going to link them in the show notes. Don't worry.
Hempfieldtech.com. We got a new website coming up. Very exciting. Lots of good things coming down the pipe.
Yeah. Amazing. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Blueprint. We will see you again next week on Thursday at 9 a.m.